to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
You want to go further? Let's get there together. Whatever you want to do, let's make it happen in 22. Pursue your dreams faster. It's a cash for NASA. Republic Bank got your back today. Get back on track.
What do you want to do this year? Republic Bank's here to help. Same day approvals, great cash prizes, plus the chance to have fees waived. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for details.
Whatever you want to do, let's make it happen in 22.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, John called Coretta from prison. He promised to change, but she ended the call. Pepper told Catalina she had received a message from the spirit to warn her to be careful about people around her. Maurice met Catalina at a bar and she told him that Denzel is her son. He said he was happy to be just friends and to wait and see if it develops later. Sergeant Murray took dinner for Coretta. As we return, Denzel is visiting Alexis.
Denzel, you're so good with your niece and nephew. After all the play you played with them, they're sleeping sound.
Well, you know when Uncle Denzel come around, it's all about fun.
Yes.
I just needed to get out the house, man. You know, Mommy and Auntie Marklin really getting along too well these days.
The whole situation is just a mess. Why would Mommy want anything to do with your ex-girlfriend's ex? Like, it's a whole soap opera we living in.
Look, I don't even know what to think. She came home the other night from meeting him, and that's when she tell me about this whole situation. Like, I don't even know what to say to her.
That she's making a big mistake.
I was just so stunned, and I ain't really say anything to her since then. I mean, she said they're only just friends.
But why would you want to be friend with a man who abuses ex-wife? And he didn't threaten you when he found out you had a relationship with Zena?
Yep, he apologized after. Claims he's trying to change.
Well, I mean, men can change. Malachi did change. But Maurice is older and... Look, I just don't know. The only thing I'm sure of is that Mommy shouldn't get yourself mixed up with him.
We have to have a serious conversation. But it's just that I don't know how to approach her yet.
What we need is a family meeting so everybody could hear out. Auntie Martel is hurt.
You know, I never see so much attention between them.
Yeah, this family can't afford that kind of division right now. We come too far.
I agree.
We have to sort this out soon. Mommy needs to catch some sense. I think she lonely too long.
I think it's part of it too. Since she and Simon broke up, she ain't really date anybody.
But look at life, eh? Imagine I end up marrying Simon's son.
Anyway, enough about Mommy and this Maurice drama. How you and Malachi doing?
Okay, I guess.
You still feeling depressed?
Sometimes. Maybe it's postpartum depression. These days, I just wonder.
About what?
Is this it?
What do you mean?
I mean, I barely am in my mid-20s. I married the first guy I fell in love with, and I have 2 children.
Okay.
Some days, I just wonder if I should have just waited.
This is really serious, Alexis.
Look, I ain't saying I'm not happy with Malachi, because I am. But sometimes, I just wonder.
Not on other men, though, right?
No, nothing like that. I guess I just feel bored. Whole day I'm home, just cooking and cleaning and looking after my children.
Maybe you should get a job.
But I don't need to work.
Not because you need the money, but something to do for you. Some personal time away.
Maybe I could go back to school.
There you go.
I just need to decide what I want to do.
Okay.
Malachi wants us to go to the U.S. during the August holidays to see his mom, his brothers, and his son.
That's great, Alexis. I'm really happy you guys are in a good place. He's treating you right, and that's the most important thing.
You're right, Denzel. I am so thankful for everything I have.
I promise you, we'll make you feel right at
home. Malachi? To what do I owe this surprise visit, son?
Couldn't it just be that I was just missing you, Dad?
Okay, son.
Pepper around?
Nah, she's out testifying. Who would have thought Simon DeFreitas would have a wife spreading the gospel?
That's all she does these days?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah, man, she's happy, so I let her be.
I guess happiness is the most important thing.
Yeah. How are things with you and Alexis?
Well, that's part of the reason I came to see you, Dad.
Oh. What's going on?
I know things didn't work out with you and Mom, and we know why.
Yep, I was an idiot, and I was abusive.
Okay, I didn't say it.
Yeah, but it's the truth.
Well, the times when you guys were happy, did any point feel like things had just gotten mundane, you know? Like the spark was gone?
You and Alexis are there already?
Man, everything just feels so... like we're stuck in a routine, no fireworks.
Son, you need to work to keep it alive. You can't just sit around and hope it will fix itself. Marriage is work.
I know, Dad, and I've been trying. I mean, the other night we got dressed up and went out. Fine dining, you know. Her mom and aunt kept the children. But the whole time we were out, she seemed so uninterested. She just kept calling to check on the children, scrolling social media.
Those smartphones and social media are the death of so many relationships.
Yes!
Be so sorry for those who are coming up now. I will be dead and gone.
And then when we got home, I was expecting, you know, we'd chill and make love and just, you know, I mean, we didn't have to pick up the children until the next day.
And so nothing happened?
She said she was tired and wanted to sleep.
Such a shame. Even at my age, my wife and I make love almost every day.
Hey, yo, Dad, that's too much information, man.
I thought we were having a grown man conversation.
Yeah, but come on, man. I don't want to imagine you and Peppa. Oh, God, no. Look, please don't ever say anything to me like that again, Dad.
Anyway, so you think Alexis has lost interest in you?
I don't know.
Listen, son, you have 2 children with this young woman. She is your wife. You knew what you were getting yourself into. You decided to stay in Guyana and all that. These are the choices you made. You have to make them work.
I know, Dad.
You two should sit and have a conversation. Communication is the key in any relationship.
But what if we can't come back from it, Dad? What if she's really lost interest in me?
And what if you've lost interest in her?
I haven't. I just want some sparks again, you know?
Look, son, you two had 2 children in a short time. Women go through a lot of changes when they have children. Sometimes they just need some added attention to know that you're still attracted to them and love them. To know that though their bodies may have changed from giving birth, you still think they're the hottest thing on the block. You've got to put in the work, son.
I'm trying, Dad. I tell Alexis I love her all the time. I compliment her all the time. You know, and I make sure we have date nights at least once a week. Still, she's so cold.
You have to keep trying. I find sometimes this younger generation gives up too easy on love. You have to keep at it. My grandchildren deserve a happy home.
Nice to see you enjoying the open air, Coretta.
Sergeant Murray, I can't tell the last day I come outside and just watch people passing and children playing.
It's good therapy. I'm going to do a few laps at the community center.
I used to go, but since this story with John, like, I don't find the spirit to go.
You should. Exercise is good therapy.
Yes. I'm going to start back.
So, you think today was a good day for you?
Well, seeing what happened to John, it make her feel sad.
Well, he pleaded guilty to all the charges, so it
But
looks
2.5 years he going to jail for? Like, I can't believe it.
We take domestic violence serious, Coretta. We have to protect our women.
Yeah. It's just that I didn't expect he would have guessed so long.
It only looks long. Hopefully he'll come out to change, man.
Yeah, but now it's like I got to start all over again.
What do you mean?
I finally thought things going in me favor, Sergeant Murray. I find a man to marry and really happy them first couple of months.
I see.
I never thought it would have turned out this way.
Coretta, think about what the outcome could have been if you had not reported his abuse.
Yeah. I strongly believe John could end up killing me.
Well, don't be hard on yourself. You did the right thing.
I just hope that, although he do to me, I ain't want nothing bad happen to him.
Well, prison is a rough place. He'll have to stand up for himself.
Yeah.
Coretta, the system works. This is why we have to continue educating people about the provisions in place to protect those who have been abused, so that they can feel confident in reporting.
Yes.
Sometimes women would report these men and then turn around and beg for them.
But you think John could change?
I think any abusive man could change. Yes, I have seen it. We know Sonny Singh, for one, decided that he was going to change, and he stuck with it.
Yeah.
But John will have to make the choice to change.
I hope he change.
Well, he has a lot of time to think about what he has done and decide which direction he will go once he gets out of prison.
I think I'm going to want to visit he and so.
You sure about that, Coretta?
I don't know.
Coretta, you need to give yourself time to heal.
Yes, but Sergeant Moore, you don't understand that despite everything, I still love this man.
Okay. I understand.
I really didn't think it would turn out like this. We had plans. We'd be starting a craft shop, trying to get into Little Isle money, and now this.
Life doesn't always go the way we plan, Coretta.
My life never going the way I plan. I swear somebody crossed my life or something.
Look, you've just met some unfortunate circumstances along the way, but maybe things will get better from now on.
I don't know. The way I feel it now is like I just feel like giving up.
Coretta,
I lost a husband. I lost confidence in myself. It's like I lost everything.
Coretta, come on. Come on, man. You still have you. You know, you have friends who are going to stick by you.
You don't understand. I really thought this was it for me this time, and for this man turn and treat me so bad. I deserve this.
No woman deserves to be abused.
I know.
Give yourself some time. It's all fresh, but trust me, things will get better. You will regain your confidence, and who knows what's in store for you.
I really hope it's something better than this.
I believe it is.
Sergeant Murray, I really appreciate all you've done for me.
Just doing my job. I'm serious about protecting our women.
You think it would be a good idea for me to go and see John?
Give yourself some time. Maybe after a few months if you still feel like it.
Yeah. Just imagine, after everything, I still love this stupid man.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.